Lesson 23. Activity 1. We are now coming to the end of your English course and hope you have enjoyed it and will benefit from this enjoyment. You are now going to hear on your CD a descriptive piece with questions in your course that you should answer aloud and on paper. As usual, you can listen to this as often as you like and pause where appropriate. During the second reading is the best time to write notes while referring to the questions, so you can know what to look out for during the third reading. If you need a fourth reading, this will be for revision. The following passage is set in Miramar, an imaginary village on the Costa de Almería in the south of Spain. Earlier in the course, lesson 16, we saw a description of Miramar Bay.
She crossed the square, enjoying the casual, democratic atmosphere. Children as young as 5 years old played together under the bright streetlights, while the Spanish locals sat and chattered on the low wall around the square. Helen could see La Bodega Marítima in the distance. It actually had a few customers for once, and Pilar and Bernardo were busy. She wished she could just sit down and relax, enjoying the serene beauty of a starry Spanish night, instead of going on her rather distasteful errand. She turned away from the square and marched along darker streets, without much lighting and unpaved, towards the Hardings' residence. When she got there, she saw its shape just off the road was completely dark. There seemed to be no lights at all. She went to the front door and listened. An absolute silence reigned within, so much so she only knocked as a matter of form, with no expectation of a reply. "Blast," Helen muttered. "He's not in." She decided to go back home. There was no point in returning to El Periquillo. Andrew could easily wait for news of the non-event, which wouldn't upset him unduly anyway. 10 minutes later, she was climbing the steps to their flat. "Excuse me," she cried, as the burly figure of a man came charging down, apparently about to knock her over. He managed to stop with amazing speed, however, and she saw who it was in the half-light. "Colin," she exclaimed. "I was looking for you," he said with a leer. "Can I come in a moment?" Helen was staring at him in amazement. This was incredible. Both parties looking for each other at the same time. But could it be for the same reason? She decided to postpone her plan of campaign, at least for the moment, and hear what Colin had to say.